Today's daf is Menachos daf Ayin Vav. We are the last daf of the seventh parak of Maseches Menachos. We have a few Mishnayos on the daf. Let's start with the Mishnah on the top. Just actually, maybe a second before we start, we mentioned yesterday that Hayomer Umakrav Menachos Yerushalayim Omer Baruch Shechianu. That if a person is Makrav Karban Mincha in Yerushalayim, he should say Shechianu. So Rashi Maseches Brachos says that it means that the Baal HaMincha makes a bracha of Shechianu if he has not brought a Karban Mincha in Yamim Rabim, in many days. The Meiri in Bracha says, what's Yamim Rabim? Kol Toch Shloshim Yom. That if you haven't brought a Karban Mincha in 30 days, which presumably most people didn't bring a Karban Mincha in less time than that, so you would make a Shechianu when you bring a Karban Mincha. Over here, Rashi says that we're talking about the Kohen HaMakriv, and that if the Kohen hasn't brought a Karban Mincha B'yamav, then he would make a Shechianu, or someone who's being Makriv, a Mincha Chadasha, like the Mincha Sa'omer, he'd make a Shechianu. So it seems that it's a bit of a stira, and whether it's the din in the Bailim or din in the Kohen to say Shechianu. Also, in Brachos, when he talks about the din in the Bailim, the Bala Mincha making the Shechianu, Rashi says that he hasn't brought in Yamim Rabim. Over here in Menachos, when he talks about the Kohen making the Shechianu, Rashi says, a Kohen that Shelo Hikriv Mi Yamav, that never brought a Karban Mincha. So that's a little bit strange, why the difference. Rashi in the Ksavyad over here says, Kohen Shelo Hevi Mincha B'shana Zu. Lishna Achrino Yisrael Shelo Hevi Mincha Miyamav. So even within the Rashi, the Ksavyad, obviously quotes both Deos, whether it's the Kohen or the Yisrael, but the fact that he changes how long it has to have been since his last Karban Mincha is also, it's a little startling. Why would it be that it's if it were a din in the Kohen, it would be a din in this year, and if it were a din in Yisrael, it would be Miyamav. And not only that, he reverses it from the way he has it in Maseches Brachos. So a little bit difficult to understand exactly what the Gedarim are over here within the Bracha of Shechianu. They're also seemingly missing from the Gemara is the Gemara doesn't mention anything about a Birchsa Mitzvah. So why don't you make a Birchsa Mitzvah on the Karban? So the Brachos issues are somewhat difficult to really understand fully when it comes to bringing of the Karban Mincha. Just wanted to make those ha'aras. Okay, new Mishnah in Vav Amalef at the top. Says the Mishnah, Kala Menachos Tu'unos Shalosh Meos Shifa V'chamesh Meos Bi'ita. All Karbanos Mincha require 300 rubbings and 500 beatings. What's a shifa and what's a beita? Says Rashi, shifa shemeshafshif biyado shemaluch umevi bepisas yado alehen. You rub your hand over it, and beita sheboit ben begabul says baos of begropo. That beita is you beat it down with your fist, with the back of your fingers. So the all karbanos mincha require lots of rubbing and lots of beating down. And Mishnah says, Shi'ifo bi'ita b'chitin, v'Rabbi Yossi Yomer b'batzek. It's a machlokas when you do this rubbing and beating. Tanakama says, while it's still wheat, while it's still in its shell, I guess, and to loosen it from its shell a little bit. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, when it's already dough, that's when you do the rubbing and the beating. So Asemis just points out that if you say like if you say like Rabbi Yossi, that it's while it's already dough that you do it, so then this din should only be shayach by Menachos HaNe'afos, by those Karbanos Mincha that are going to be baked, not by a Mincha Solas, because obviously what you're trying to do is you're trying to make it bake better, meaning if this is part of the baking process, that's how the Sfasemis understands. So that would only make sense when something that's going to be baked. Sfasemis also writes that chitin, when we say that it's done while it's chitin, it's lav dafka, because huadin b'sa'orim also needs shifa ubi'ita. It just means chitin as opposed to when it's already kneaded into a dough. We just mean at an earlier stage when we say chitin. Chitin over here just means grain in general. It doesn't mean it doesn't mean that specific type of grain. It could be any type of grain. Says the Mishnah of Vaiter. So that's halacha number one in the Mishnah, that it needs shifa bi'ita, machlokes tanoim, when you do the shifa and the bi'ita. Halacha number two, kala menachos bo'os eser eser, Chutz milechem hapanim vechavite kohen gadol shem ba'os shtei mesrei divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says all karbanos mincha, unless we're told otherwise, you assume they're made out of 10 loaves. The only exceptions are the lechem hapanim, which we know is 12, and the chavite kohen gadol, which is also 12. Those are the two that are 12. Everything else is made out of 10 loaves. Rabbi Meir omer kulam ba'os shtei mesrei. No, Rabbi Meir says all of them are 12 loaves. Chutz michalos toda unazirus shem ba'os Sereser, except for the chalos of a carbon toda, which we know there are 40 loaves in carbon toda, but it's really four sets of 10 each, and of nazir that are ten each, but typically it would be 12 each. So there's machlokes rishonim by mincha soldas. Do we also say this halacha? They have to make eser chalos. Let's say assuming like the first time, assuming like Rabbi Yehuda that it's always 10, that it's typically 10. So do you assume that the same is true by mincha soldas, that it also has to be 10? So Rashi on daf ayin dalet amid beis wrote that mincha solas lo haya b'chalos to ba'oda solas nikmetzes, that you didn't make chalos because you did the kmitza while it was still solas. So since it's not going to be baked, there is no halacha of 10 chalos. That's how Rashi understood over there. Rashi in the ksav yad over here, whoever says that by mincha solas we also have a din of making eser chalos by the mincha solas as well. So when it comes to the mincha schote, where you're not allowed to put shemen on the mincha schote, as we've discussed many times already in this Masechta, Shita Mekubetzes writes that it depends on the machlokas that we had earlier on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. Remember, we had a machlokas when we say that Mincha Schote is supposed to be chareva, that it's supposed to be dry. So does that mean just dry from oil, but you're definitely supposed to put water in it, and chareva just means not having oil in it? Or is it also aser to be megabalit b'mayim? It's also aser to even put water in it. So if you hold that you're megabal mincha schote in water, so then you make eser chalos. So then it would be subject to this din of eser chalos. But if you hold you're not megabal b'mayim, so obviously then there's no din of eser chalos. It's completely dry. So this is the discussion. Shitun Betza says the issue of mincha schote depends on whether you are megabal b'mayim or not megabal b'mayim. And by mincha solas, even we have a machlokas rishonim, machlokas two days in Rashi, by mincha solas, whether it has a din of eser chalos or not. The Mishnah Melech in Maisar Kabanos Perek Yud Gimel wonders how is it shayach a din of eser chalos by mincha solas. Even the chalukah lekohanim is done before any baking is done. The Rambam writes in Maisar Kabanos Perek Yud that avala solas imiach lekua b'nein nimtza magil lezeh melo kapo solas o pacho she'en roi lo lolosho sov lo lefoso. So the Rambam clearly assumes that before it's even kneaded into a dough, we're mechalik to the Kohanim. So frek the Mishnah LeMelech, how's it even shaykh to talk about Eser Chalos? It's given to the Kohanim before we even make a dough out of it. Mishnah LeMelech says, furthermore, and to say that each Kohen, after he takes his chelek, makes Eser Chalos out of his chelek, says the Mishnah LeMelech, havadai burchahu. That is patently absurd, that the din of Eser Chalos is going to come after the chalukah l'kohanim, after it already has a heter achila that the kohanim are going to go and eat it. And he says, furthermore, if a kohen wants to eat it without any bishul, harishus biyado, never says the kohen has to bake it. He doesn't have to bake it, he doesn't have to cook it. So very difficult to understand how it's shayach even by a mincha solas to have a din of eser chalos. So it sounds a little bit more like the daya in Rashi, that this din of eser chalos isn't shayach to mincha solas. Now we learned previously we've mentioned previously the Gemara, it's going to be explicit later on, Daf Kuf Gimel, that a person can be misnadev a mincha up until 60 esronim and bring it in a single kli. This we always discuss whenever we discuss kalorei labila and bila makevesbo, that up until 60 esronim it's roi labila. So you can be misnadev up until 60 esronim. So now think about this halacha. If the halacha is a carbon mincha that has one esron, you're supposed to make 10 chalos out of, and there's a din that a mincha is supposed to be 10 chalos, and a mincha can be as large as 60 esronim. 10 chalos out of 60 esronim? Or do you say, no, 10 chalos out of each yisaron, 600 chalos out of 60 esronim? So the Chazanish is medayik from a Rambam that kol arba menachos ha'afuyos k'sha'ofnoso, often kol yisaron, Eser chalos is the lashon of the Rambam. That each isaron gets split up into 10 chalos. So the chaznish is medayik that must be the shita of the Rambam. And if you bring a mincha of shnei isaronim, so you bring esrim chalos, 20 chalos, eser chalos, 10 chalos for each and every isaron. That's how he's medayik in the Rambam. Meiser kabanos perek yud gimel halacha yud. We've discussed previously according to Rabbanan that are cholik or Rabbi Shimon and that hold. That you're not allowed to bring a minchas mafatan or half rikikin and half chalos, right? We had that shita several times also. The Rabbi Shimon holds that a single mincha could be split half rikikin, half chalos. The Rabbanan say it can't be; it has to be either kula rikikin or kula chalos. Maybe they're moda that if you bring a mincha of shnei esronim, that you could bring ten loaves of rikikin, 10 chalos. Meaning, if you're assuming like this, chaznish is medayik in the Rambam that each isaron has its own din of 10 loaves, so maybe you would hold that the whole problem the Chachamim have with saying that you can't bring five loaves of Rekikin and five of Chalos is because all of them have to be the same. But maybe that's not a din in the Karban, meaning if the Karban itself is made of two Esronim, maybe it's a din in the number 10. But if the carbon itself is made of two astronim, and you're going to have 20 loaves anyway, maybe then even the Rabbanan would be moda that you could have 10 chalos and 10 rikikin. That's the possible way to understand this din of eser. That maybe that's what's really behind the sheet of the Rabbanan. And if you have room to have eser of each of chalos and rikikin within a single carbon, so it's not a din of the carbon that they all have to be the same. It's just a din. You need 10. You can't have five and five. It could very well be that is the shita of the Rabbanan. Okay, says the Gemara, Tana, Shaf Achas Boit Shtayim, Shaf Shtayim Boit Shalosh. That the way you would do the procedure of Shifa and Beita, notice in the Mishnah we said it's 300 times Shifa, 500 times Beita. So how do you get to that 3-5 ratio of Shifa to Beita? So you would rub once and then beat it twice, rub twice and then beat it three times. So there you have a 3-5 ratio, right? We just went through, and you would keep repeating, right? Rinse, repeat. You would keep on doing that over and over again. Rub once and beat it twice, rub twice, beat it three times. And that would leave you with a 3-5 ratio. Boy Rabbi Yirmiya, Amtuye va'asuye chad, Odom amtuye va'asuye trey. Mai, what's the din when you rub it back and forth between your fingers? So when you rub it back and forth, so is one direction one, and when you rub it back, it's twice, or is it back and forth all counts as one? How do we count the rubbing back and forth? So meaning how do we label the numbering over here? So Teiku, the Gemara says, unresolved, we don't have an answer for that question. There's got to be nafkaminas in halacha elsewhere where whether we say back and forth is once or twice, I just can't think of any. I don't know, by lulav maybe, what? Nanum of lulav, yeah, that's the only thing I can think, right, that if you go back and forth, is that considered one nanua, and if you can do three nanum in each direction, so it's back and forth three times, or back, forth, back, so Mar leaves it as a teku. Okay, shifu beita bechitin. Rabbi Yossi Omer bebatzik. So shifu beita. Tanakama says you do bechitin, and Rabbi Yossi says that you do it on dough. So you buy batzik v'lo bechitin or dilma af batzik. Does he say that you do it on dough, but not while it's still wheat, or even when it's in its dough state? So tashima, meaning what's he saying? Is he saying that it's a totally different din? It has nothing to do with loosening the kernel. Or is he saying, no, really, it should be a din about loosening the kernels, but if you didn't, you could still do it when it's a dough, and it's still going to work then also. That's one way to understand the question. Or maybe af bebatek means that you have to do both. You have to do shifa bita both in its kernels and bebatek. So you could understand the shaili either way. But either way, let's see what the answer is. Tashema, titanya, shifa bita b'chitin, Rabbi Yossi Yomer, shifa bita bebatek. So how does that answer anything? So says Rashi, v'lo b'chitin. That Rabbi Yossi must be saying, "B'batzik v'lo b'chitim." So all the Achronim ask, it's nice of Rashi to say that, but where in the world does he know that that's what the Gemara is even saying? The Gemara just quotes a price that says, Kimat the same exact words of the Mishnah. Shiva bita b'chitin, Rabbi Yosef and Shiva bita b'batzek. So we had in the Mishnah, Shiva bita b'chitin, Rabbi Yosef and b'batzek. So what's the difference between the wording of the Mishnah and the wording of the Braisa? The only difference is that in the words of Rabbi Yosef, we added Shifa ubi'ita, which is obviously the subject of his comment anyway. So the Taras HaKodesh explains, in the Mishnah, the fact that Rabbi Yossi doesn't repeat what the subject is, he just says, oh, what you're talking about, we do it on the dough. So it sounds like he's only coming to be Mosif on the Tanakama, and to require Shifa Ubi'ita also when it's a dough. But in the Braisa, when he starts the Halacha anew, he's saying, no, not what you said. Here's the halacha. I'm going to give you the halacha the way it's supposed to be. And he's starting the halacha from the beginning. So the way the Braisa formulates it, says the Taras HaKodesh, makes it sound like it's dafka a din in dough, not a din in chitin while it's still kernels of grain. Karen Ora says that we should just change the girsa, that in the Braisa it should say, Rabbi Yossi Amar Shifa b'chitin, ubi'ita b'batzek. So then it would be very clear, but it would yield a different maskana, that the shifa is dafka b'chitin, the bi'ita is dafka b'batzek. And that's and if that's the gear, so then there's no room for any debate about what Rabbi Yossi meant. So, but the Karen Ora again relies on changing the girsa. What the Taras HaKodesh does seems to rescue our old gear. So Karen Ora points out that the Rambam Perush Mishnayos sounds like he has this girsa, that the shifa, or a similar girsa, that the shifa is either b'chitin or b'batzek, and Rabbi Yossi says that the b'ita is dafka b'batzek. The Tos Yantif says that the Rambam's girsa was Rabbi Yossi Amar habi'ita b'batzek v'shifa af b'batzek. So it sounds like that the b'ita is dafka when it's dough, the shifa is both when it's in the kernel and when it's dough. That's how Tos Yantif has the girsa in the Rambam. Okay, says the Gemara further now. Kala menachos ba'os chulishtei mesrei. So we had mentioned two shitos in the Mishnah. The first shito was Rabbi Yehuda, who says that any standard carbon mincha is always 10 loaves, except for the two that we know are 12. Lechem apanim and chavite koin gadol. Rameir said, no, all standard menachos are 12, except for the ones that we know that are 10, which is the chalos todah and the nazirus. So the Gemara is going to derive the sources for each of these things. Lechem apanim behedyek sivbei. Lechem apanim, how do we know it's 12? Because the Torah says it's 12. So that's an easy one. Chavite koin gadol, how do I know chavite koin gadol is 12 loaves? Asya chuka chuka mi lechem apanim. We learn it chuka chuka from lechem apanim. Kala menachos to bos eser minalan. How do I know that all other karbanos mincha come 10 loaves, at least according to Rabbi Yehuda? So gamar mi lachme toda. He'll derive it from lachme toda. Mala halan eser, afkan eser. Just like lachme toda is 10 loaves, so too all other menachos are 10 loaves. So frak the Gemara, but v'leilif minachem apanim. Why would you derive from lachme toda? Why not derive from lachem apanim that all menachos should be 12? Meaning we want to know what a standard carb mincha is. So Rabbi Yehuda says, yes, standard carb mincha is 10 loaves, and we know it from Lach Metoda. Well, why would you use Lach Metoda as your source? Use Lach Mepanim. Malalan Shtei Mesrei, Afkan Shtei Mesrei. That's just like Lach Mepanim is 12, so too standard carbonos mincha are 12. Answers the Gemara, Mistavra Milach Metoda Avalei Lemelef. It's more Mistavra to derive a typical carbon mincha from Lach Metoda because it has several things in common with Lach Metoda. Shekein, Yachid, Lach Metoda and other menachos can be brought by a Yachid. Hamis Nadev, that brings it as a Nedava. Shemen, Lach Metoda and standard carbon mincha have Shemen. Nifsal, They both become pasul belina. The nifsal is dafka belina that we're talking about, whereas the lechem apanim is not nifsal belina because you leave it there for a week, so it's obviously not nifsal belina, at least while it's on the shulchan, it's not nifsal belina. Shelo b'shabbos, the lechem apanim is brought on Shabbos, unlike lachme toda and all other menachos. V'shelo b'tumah, and it's not brought b'tumah, unlike the lechem apanim, which is carbon tzibur, and therefore it is brought even bitumah. So that's why we want to learn all of the menachos from lachmei toda, not from lachma panim. Asks the Gemara, no, adarabba, mi lachma panim avle lemelef. Rabbi Yehuda should have learned from lachma panim, because there's a whole bunch of things that other menachos have in common with lachma panim, namely shekein hekdish, that both the other menachos and lachma panim are kadshe kadshim, as opposed to lachmei toda, which are not, and ulavona, they both require levona, which, remember, we went through the lists in the Mishnayos of those kavanos that require shemen and not levona, levona not shemen, both. So the lechem apanim get levona but not shemen. So the lechem apanim has more in common with other menachos, standard menachos, which require both shemen and levona, as opposed to lachmei toda, which don't have levona and matzah. And also, it's brought as matzah, lachmei toda, not all matzah. Remember, there were two exceptions to the rule of all menachos requiring matzah. One of those exceptions were 10 of the loaves of the lachmei toda, the etzem, and also etzem. What's that? So Rashi explains, ba'in beglal atzman, mashenkin b'lachmei toda, she'en tu nilvano v'yesh ben chamei tu ba'os beglal zevach. What's different about the lachmei toda is that they don't come on their own, they come on account of an animal sacrifice that's brought along with it, whereas the lechem apanim and typical karbanos mincha are etzem; they come based on their own. So why would Rabbi Yehuda use as his model the lachmei toda? Why not the lechem apanim? And therefore say that every standard karban mincha should require 12, not 10 loaves. And so Gemara hanach nefishin, because at the end of the day, it has more in common. The standard karban mincha has more in common with the lachmei toda than it does with the lechem apanim. So you just go down. We gave both lists. Count up the number of commonalities between the two, and that one has more in common with it. Fine, that's the answer. Now the Tosfos Maseches Zvachim and the Shittim Gvetz over here ask the Kasha that we say that we want to learn. We learn Eser from lachmei toda, so there is a halacha. This halacha itself of lachmei toda that it's brought as 10 loaves, we only know it from a gezeira shava from trumas meiser. And there is a rule that it's something that's laman gezeira shava, the gemara is a safek, if that which is learned from a gezeira shava, if it could be chozer malamid bebinyanav, if you could then take that which is learned from a gezeira shava and apply a binyanav to teach other halachas. So over here, the gemara just assumes bepshitos that you could take that which was learned from a gezeira Shava, namely that the lachmei toda are made with 10 loaves, and learn to with the binyanav that all stam karbanos mincha are with 10 loaves. So Tosfos Maseches Zvachim asks the kasha, how could we make such an assumption? Zvachim daf nun amud alef, how could we make such an assumption when it's a suffix in the Gemara if that which is learned from gezeira shava could be chozer malamid binyanav? So Tosfos says, from the fact that we say ein lemedim lamed milamed is only by mili dekachim. It's only true by kachim related issues. Where do we learn that lachmei toda need 10 loaves? We learn it from trumas meiser. Trumas meiser is not a kachim issue. So since the beginning of the chain from which these limudim come out is not a kachim related issue, that's enough to not subject this limud to that rule of not learning laman milamad. So the only thing is, this is a machlokas in Maseches Zvachim, whether we go achar halamad or achar hamalamed. So all Tosos and the Shita only work if you assume that we go achar hamalamed, because the malamed, the original malamed, is trumas meiser. But if you go achar the lamad, well, the lamad is certainly kachim. So Tosfos' answer only works within one daya of the Gemara. The Mitzvah Eisen in the back of the Gemara is miyashiv differently. He says that the limud of trumas meiser to lachmei toda is not really it's not really gzeir shava. It's a gilui milsa. It's just a gilui milsa that you shouldn't learn from bikurim where there is no shir of lechem. So when it's just a gilui milsa, then you can have laman milamad. So that's that's the answer of the Mitzvah Eisen, that it's not a full-fledged bona fide drasha, because a full-fledged drasha is unnecessary in that case. Now we said Shalom B'Shabbos. What do they have in common? We were trying to come up with what everything has in common. So we said the lachmei toda and stam menachos have in common that they're not brought on Shabbos, as opposed to lechem apanim. Lechem apanim is B'Shabbos. So Rashi, we discussed this once already, but Rashi earlier on Daf Nun Tes, Rashi said, what does it mean that the lechem apanim is done on Shabbos? Because you do the siduro ala shulchan on Shabbos. You're mesadrit on the shulchan on Shabbos. So frekt all the achronim, the Rashash, the Brisker Rav, Sidur al Shulchan, how's that a problem? Why would that be an issue? Meaning, Pashas, what we're saying is Shalom Shabbos is that these Karbanos Mincha don't override Shabbos as opposed to Lechem Apanim, which overrides Shabbos. Putting bread on a table is Chil Shabbos. Why is that called overriding Shabbos? The fact that you're Mesadar it on the Shulchan. So the Olah Shlomo says, now who says it's about overriding Shabbos? We're just trying to show that there's a certain avoda, the Lechem Apanim, not that it's overriding Shabbos, but that it has to be done on Shabbos. Just the very fact that one of its avodas need to be done on Shabbos makes it unique. It's not saying, oh, look how chamur it is because it overrides Shabbos. We're not trying to make kal v'chomer over here. We're just trying to identify characteristics that it has in common with one or the other, and that's it. That's all we're really trying to accomplish over here. Fine. Back in the Gemara now, if he learns that which is learned from Gzeir Shavu, can then be Chozer Malamid B'Beninav. So Nelev Michavite Kohen Gadol, Mal Alan Shtei Mesrei, Avkan Shtei Mesrei. Why doesn't he derive from Chavite Kohen Gadol? Chavite Kohen Gadol is 12, so too everything else should be 12. So Mestavra Milach Mitodav Leilmel Shekein Hediot. Shekein, we'll go through the list. It's more Mestavra to learn from Lach Mitoda because there are several things that the Stam Karb Milch has in common with Lach Mitoda, namely Hediot, Shes Nadev, that it's meaning Hediot, that it's not brought by a Kohen, Shes Nadev, you can bring it as a Nadava, Chatzain, I'm sorry, Chatzain, that you can bring it, that it's not brought the Chatzain, Lepigel, and it's subject to the din of pigel. Shalob Shabbos, it's not brought in Shabbos. For Shalob Tuma, and it's not brought Tuma. Unlike the Chavite Kohen Gadol. So, frankly, Mar Adraba, Mi Chavite Kohen Gadol of the Melech. Maybe you should learn from Chavite Kohen Gadol because it's got a lot in the Stam Menachos have a lot in common with Chavite Kohen Gadol as well. Namely, Shekeni Saron, Chavite Kohen Gadol, and other Menachos are only brought as Nisaron as opposed to Lach Metoda, which is made of many Esronim. Kli, it's Chavitin and Menachos require a Kli, Kli Shares. Hekdesh, they both have the status of Kachi Kachim. So you have all of these. Ulavona requires Lavona. Matzah, it has to be made out of Matzah. The Etzem, and it's Baba Ba'atzmo, it's Baba Bifnei Atzmo, it's not brought along with a Zevach, like the Lach Metoda are. Hagasha, it has a din of Hagasha, Eitzel the Mizbeach. The Ishim, and it has a din of putting it on the fire. So why don't you learn from the Chavite Kohen Gadol? So, and not only that, Vahani Nefishin. And if you add the list, the Stam and Nachos have more in common with Chavite Kohen Gadol than they do with the Lach Metoda. So why don't you learn? Before we were asking, well, should we learn from the Lach Metoda or should we learn from the Lach Mapanim? So we said, okay, Lach Metoda wins because it has more in common with Lach Metoda than it does with Lach Mapanim. Now we're asking, Lach Metoda or Chavite Kohen Gadol? And it has more in common with the Chavite Kohen Gadol than it does with the Lach Metoda. And says Gemara, Hediot me Hediot Adiflei. No, we'd always rather learn non-Kohanim Karbanos from non-Kohanim Karbanos. That's just always the preference. So even though there are, quantity-wise, there are more things that it has in common with Chavite Kohen Gadol, quality-wise, in terms of how serious those commonalities are, so that this commonality of being Hediot overrides the higher quantity. Rav Yosef Engel has a whole piece in one of his Sfarim of quantity versus quality in Judaism. When you have quantity on one side and quality on the other side, what do we generally follow? So I don't know if he has this makar. I don't remember. He has like 19 places in Shas where you have quantity versus quality. So over here, the Lachar, this is a good example. Where it's a quantity of limudim that equate them, or is it the quality of the limudim? Okay. Rameir Omar Kulam Bo Shtei Mesrei. Rameir says in the Mishnah that all Karbanos Mincha, generally speaking, are 12 loaves each. So Mike Saber, what does Rameir hold? Yisri Le Davar Alamed B'Gzer So if he holds that which is learned from Gzer Shava can be Chazur Malam Bin Ninav, so the Chavite Kohen Gadol will serve as a wonderful source for him that everything is 12 and it has more in common with Chavite Kohen Gadol. Stamenachs have more in common with Chavite Kohen Gadol than they have with anything else. So he will not say, he'll say quantity over quality. Unlike Rabbi Yehuda who said it was quality over quantity. And Yisri Le Davar Alam Gzer Shava Einu Chazur Malam Bin Ninav, Yalef Milachem Apanim. He'll learn from Lachem Apanim. Apanim. Why would he learn from Lechem Apanim? Didn't we say there's more in common between the Stam Menachos and Lachmei Toda than there is between Stam Menachos and Lechem Apanim? Well, he'll say, yeah, more, but Hekdesh Adiflei. I'm going to go with quality, not with quantity. So it turns out, whichever way, this is definitely a machlokas, whether you go with the quantity of the Limudim or the quality of the Limudim, the nature of the Limudim, but we're not sure who holds what in terms of that debate of quantity, quality. It depends whether they're holding is that which is learned from Gzeir Shavu could be Chozer Melamed Bibinyan Av. So that's a fascinating source in that general Shas discussion of quantity versus quality. What's the classic source in that discussion? Is the Rambam discusses giving, when you give tzedakah, is it better to give $100 at one time or better to give $1 100 times? So the Rambam says that it's better to give $1 100 times. So you see, even though each time you're giving a less impactful sum, so it's the quality of the mitzvah is lower, but the quantity, just doing the mitzvahs over and over again, outweighs the quality. Okay, chutz milach mitod nazir shein baos aser aser. So we said, except for, even if you hold that stam menachos are always 12 loaves, there are two exceptions. The lachmei toda and the nazirus are always 10. So how do we know this? Lachmei toda behedik sivu. By lachmei toda, well, it says that beferish. Nazirus tamamar shlamav l'rabo shalmei nazir. Nazirus, because it says by lachmei toda shlamav, so we use that as a riboy to include shalmei nazir as well. Amar Rav Tuvi Bar Kisna Amar Shmuel Lachmei Toda Sha'afon Arba Chalos Yatsa. If you bake 4 loaves of Lachmei Toda instead of 40 loaves of Lachmei Toda, you're still Yotzei. Frakti Gemara V'Habin and Arba'im. But what are you talking about? You need 40. How could you say 4 is okay? The mitzvah. Arba'im is just the mitzvah l'chadchila, but b'diavad, if you bake 4 loaves, that's also okay. V'abaya frushi truma minayu. V'chi teme de mafresh mikol chada v'chada. Echad amar chumana shalo yutol parus. But don't you have to be mafresh truma from it? And if you're going to say that you mafresh it from each one, you mafresh a certain piece from each one, well, no, you're not allowed to be yutol parus. You're not allowed to take a broken piece. So if you have a loaf and you're trying to take truma from that loaf, so then it's a broken piece. So answer. No, the case is where you do the hafrasha of the truma while it's kneaded and not after it's baked. So some of the Rishonim write, a group of Rishonim, the Ran in Nedarim and Daf Yud Beis, and the Rush over there in Nedarim say that what does it mean, hafrashinu belisha? It means you make 40 chalos while it's still a dough. Then you take one of each of those and you give it to a Kohen, one of each min. So 4 of those 40, you give it to the Kohen. And then when you bake it, you put the 9 remaining ones of each min together into one big challah. But it doesn't just mean that you make a big dough and you mafresh a piece off the dough. The truma has to be one out of 10, so you need to have the number 10. So when it's a dough, you actually have to arrange 10 loaves of each of the 4 types of minim, and then you just put it together later. The Rambam, the Achronim Amdayit for the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that no, you don't need to make 40 chalos in order to be mafresh a single chalot to a kohen. You can make one big dough and just break it off and give from that dough. So what's the machlokes between the Rambam and the other Rishonim? So the Rishonim that hold that the halacha of hafrashas challah is that it has to be 1 out of 10 is not a din in how much you have to give. It's a din in minyan. It's a din in number. That the din of truma demands 1 out of 10. Whereas Rambam says, no, the point of the din of truma is that you give a certain percentage to the kohen. So mali, whether the percentage comes out of 10 loaves, or mali, whether the percentage comes out of just whatever the percentage of the dough is. It doesn't make a difference. It's just a din in percentage. That seems to be the machlokas between the Rambam and Shah Rishonim. Also, the Aruch Lener just points out, this din of lo yitol parus, that you're not allowed to give a broken piece, so the Aruch Lener is medayek, that must be ma'akev. That's not just the mitzvah, that's even ma'akev b'diavet. How do I know that? Because after the Gemara said, but don't you need 40 loaves? We said, 40 loaves is only the mitzvah. So we said, yeah, but what are you going to do about the fact, shelo yitol parus? Well, why don't we say over there also? It's only the mitzvah, it's only din l'chadchila. No, it's not only din l'chadchila, that's even ma'akev b'diavet. So, okay. Says Gemara further now. Meisve kol menachos shariba b'midos chalasan osha miyet b'midos chalasan ksheros chutz milachem apanim b'chavite koin gadol v'lach me toda unazirus. Any carbon that you make more or fewer loaves than it's supposed to be are going to be kosher, except for, and on the list of the except for, is lach me toda. So how can you say that lach me toda, that you make only 4 instead of 40, that's okay? It's not okay. Says Gemara, hu diyamar ki etano. We're assuming like the following time. Machlokas Tanoim, whether Lach Metoda belongs on the list of carbonos that are ruined by bringing too many or too few. So that's the machlokas. Machlokas Tanoim, so you can't take a definitive stance. Fine. Amravuna. Minchas mafa sha'afa chala achas yatza. What about a regular minchas mafa where you're supposed to bake 10 loaves, 10 chalos, 10 rakikin, whatever it's supposed to be, you're supposed to bake 10 loaves, and you only bake one? So, you're yotze. My time, oh, why? Matzas ksiv. It says matzas is the way it's written as if it's singular, and therefore one loaf is good enough. Maskar of papa, time it ksiv matzas, so ksiv matzos, lo. Sounds like had it said matzos in the plural, that would be no good. V'agabe lach metodu d'chsiv matzos, v'am rav tuvi bar kistar marshmua lach metodu shafan arba achalos yatza. Aye, but lach metodu, it says matzos, and we still say that you don't need to bake all 40. If you bake only 4, you're still yotze, even though it says it in the plural. It says the Gemara hu pliga, that rav tuvi who said that even though it says matzof, disagrees with rav huna. Right, so that's the so it's a machlokas. Fine, machlokas whether that diuk is a fair diuk to make. I don't know why we don't just say that lach metoda even when you're baking only one out of each 10. It's still matzos. It's still plural, so that wouldn't be. And I don't know why the Gemara doesn't say that. I didn't see that discussed anywhere. Meaning when it comes to milchas mafa, so if you bake one out of 10, you're baking only one. So matzas is a good diuk because matzas shows you only one. But so how can you ask the kasha? I be lach metoda. Why are you allowed to bake 4? After all, it says matzos, not matzas. Because even when you're baking 4 is matzos. It's still plural. I'm not sure why we don't. The Gemara doesn't answer that. Okay. Weiter, new Mishnah. Ha'omer ha'yabai yisaron mishalosh se'in. The carbon omer, you'd end up with an yisaron of flour starting with 3 se'in of grain. Shtei alechem, when you brought the shtei alechem, was shtei yisaron mishalosh se'in. You'd start with the same amount of grain, but you'd end up with 2 yisaron of flour. Meaning, obviously, you'd grind up more for the carbon omer to get to a point of fine barley flour than you would for the shtei alechem, because you'd get twice as much. It would yield twice as much by the shtei lechem. Lechem apanim, esrim varba, esronim esrim varba se'in. And lechem apanim, we'd really go easy on you in terms of how much you had to grind. You can get 24 se'in from 24 esronim of flour from 24 se'in. So the Gemara is going to explain how we got these ratios, why we allow so much less grinding and sifting with the lechem apanim than we do with the others. So my time up. Kivin de michadash asi, musa'arun asi, yisarun muvchar lo asi, yel mishalosh se'in. Well, by the carbon since it's new grain, so it's very hard to deal with. It's not the in the mid-season grain, it's the new grain, and it's also sa'orin, it's barley, which is difficult to deal with. So the only way to get a good isaron is by starting with 3 se'in. Shtei alechem, shtei asronos mishalosh se'in, and the shtei alechem, we'd go a little easier, you could get 2 asronos from 3 se'in, kivin de michitan asyon, since it's brought from wheat and not from barley, even though it is brought from Chadash, so it makes it a little bit difficult to deal with. So there's a 2-to-3 ratio in terms of the esronim that it's supposed to yield based on the si'in that you started with. Lechem apanim, esrim arba, esronim esrim arba, si'in my time. Why by lechem apanim is it so easy? Kivin de michitin asu, umishan asu yisaron muvchar asi misa'a. It comes from Yashan and it's from Chitin, so it's the easiest thing to deal with. It's wheat and it's Yashan, so you can get an Isar Mufchar from a single Sa. Tan Rabbanan, Kol Menachos Shariba B'Midas Esronim or Shemiyat B'Midas Esronim Psulos. Any Korban Mincha that you expand the number of Esronim or you yield less than the number of Esronim that you need are going to be Pasul. Riba B'Midas Se'in Shalahan or Shemiyat B'Midas Se'in Shalahan Ksheros. But if you start with a different amount of wheat, that's still going to be kosher. It's only what you yield has to be the right amount of flour. If you yield the wrong amount of flour, that's going to be possible. Why? Rashi and Ksaviyad gives two reasons. Number one, he says, if you're marben the midas asronim, it turns out that when you take the kmitza, you're not taking the kmitza from one isaron of solas. You're taking also from the extra, and therefore your kmitza is chaser, because you're not taking from your original isaron that you should be taking that kmitza from. You don't have a full kmitza, because part of your kmitza is from the extra that you put in there. So that's one day on Rashi. The other day on Rashi is it's a kzeiras hakasuv. So those are the two possibilities in Rashi. Last mission of the parak. HaOmer hayimenufa b'sholosh esrei nafa. The Kavan Omer, they'd have to sift it 13 through 13 sifters in order to get it down from 3 se'in to the single isaron. Shtei alechem b'shtem esrei. The shtei alechem would go through 12. V'lechem apanim b'yiralef. And alechem apanim with 11. Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo hayelen kitzva. El solos menufa kol tzarcha hayimevi. Now there's no amount of sifting you need to do. You could even just buy sifted flour and use that. You don't have to do any more work. It just has to be sifted properly to the point that it doesn't need any further sifting. As long as it's reasonably respectable flour, there is no minimum number of times that you have to put it through a sifter. So Tan Rabbanan, Bedaka begasa, that you would sift it with a small sifter, a bigger one, a smaller one, a bigger one. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Sholosh Esrei Nafas Hayu B'Migdash Zulam Al Mizu V'Zulam Al Mizu. They would have 13 sifters in the base of Migdash, one on top of the other. Elyono Koleta Subin. The top one had a very large hole, so it would only catch like the real junk. And Tachtono Koleta Solas. And the bottom one was so fine, the holes were so tiny that even Solas would barely get through. So Rav Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, no, there was no set amount. You could even just bring whatever flour you want to bring, that's as long as it's fully sifted in advance, that's totally fine. So Tan Rabbanan, Solas Vafisosa, Melame Chenikacha Solas. Pasuk says Solas Vafisosa. So you see from there, you could bring it as Solas already made. Uminayin Shafilu Chitin. How do I know you can even bring it as Chitin? Tamalom Rulakachta Mikal Makom. Rulakachta Mikal Makom. However you want to buy it, you could buy it and just make sure that by the time it's ready, it's the time you want to use it for the carbon, it should be Solas. Yachalaf Bishar Menachos Kain. So I might think that the same is true by other carbonos mincha as well. Tamalom Osa. That it's osa, that's why the pasuk says osa. And what's the reason? Why is it not true? Why is it true that we're not so exacting of what kind of flour you bring for the lechem apanim or how you buy it for the lechem apanim? It's because of chiskun. That's great that it's because of chiskun, but what in the world does that word mean? So Amar Rav Lazar, HaTorah chas al mamonim shel Yisrael. Chiskun means that the Torah is chas al mamonim shel Yisrael. It's from Lashon Chas. Someone just told me yesterday, a rabbi told me he had a shayla, he was megayer somebody, and the girl decided, it was a girl, and she decided she wanted to use the name Chasya. So she didn't know, and she said she wanted to use the name Chasya because Chaska, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Rachmanus on her by allowing her to fall into Kedushas Yisrael, etc. So the rabbi wasn't sure though. Chasya, is that what the name Chasya really comes from? Chaska is an old Yiddish name that means something else entirely. And Nafkamina is, how do you spell it? How do you spell the name? If it's Chaska, then it's Ches Samach Yud and Hey, so that would be the spelling. But if it's some old Yiddish name, so it would be completely different. Interesting shaila. But over here, Chiskon is a lashon of Chas. So Hecher Miza, where do we see that? Where do we have it hinted to us that the Torah is Chas on Mamonim Shei Yisrael? Dichsiv v'hishkisa se'edav espi iram. That v'hishkisa se'edav espi iram. So you see that Kadosh Baruch Hu is careful not to waste our money. There is a competing concept. We have on the one hand the Torah Chas on Mamonim Shei Yisrael, but on the other hand, we have many places in Shas, like the Gemara Maseches Zvachim and Daf Peches, where the Gemara tells us that Ein Anius B'Makom Ashirus. The Gemara talks about if you have a Kli Shareis that have a hole in it or become Pagum, that don't fix it. Everything is Chad Pami in the Beis Hamikdash. If it gets broken, we'll just get a new one. It's like everything in America now. If it gets broken, we don't fix anything. We just get a new one. So why do we do that in the Beis Hamikdash? Ein Anius B'Makom Ashirus. You act like a rich. The Beis Hamikdash should not act like someone poor. Beis Hamikdash should act like a rich person. You have by a sakin that becomes pogum. We're not mashkes the pigima in the Beis Hamikdash. We don't sharpen it. We just get a new one. That's actually the halacha. Big day kahuna that become stained. Instead of being mechabes them, we just get new ones. Meseches Tamid, we say a carbon tamid. There will be mashka bekoshel zahav, the animal. Why? Because ein anius b'makom hashirus. The shulchanos of the lechem apanim, had it not been for the fact that silver tables would cause the lechem to spoil, they would have made silver and gold tables. Why? Because ein anius b'makom hashirus. So what's the geder? When do we say ein anius b'makom hashirus? And when do we say hatarachasa al mamanim sheyisol? So two mahalchim I saw here in the Birei Hadaf. One mahalch he quotes from the Tiferes Yisrael in the Mishnayos and Tamid that kvius hadavar im letzamte malafazer. It was up to the rabbis to figure out when to use Zayin Anis Makom Hashirus. They're both values. That when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, we should show that no expense is spared for the Mikdash, and that's where our money is going to go. But at the same time, we also want to show that we're sensitive to the money of Klal Yisrael. And it's up to the Chachamim B'chol Dovredor to figure out, or the Chachamim, the generation of the Beis HaMikdash, to figure out when to say what. The Nod Bihuda Madura Tinyana Kuntras Achron Simon Zayin has a different vart. He says that by Klisharis, only by Klisharis, we say ein anius b'makom hashirus, and that if they break, we don't fix them because of ein anius b'makom hashirus. However, when it comes to anything outside of klisharis, then we're always going to say hatarach chasal mamanim shel Yisrael. So even by the lechem apanim, we say that they would buy it from chitin, because at the time that they would buy it, it still didn't have kedusha. Yet when it came to the shulchanos that they were put on, we say ein anius b'makom hashirus, because that's already talking about kelim in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, we'll stop there. Mirza Hashem, we'll start with the eighth parak tomorrow.